Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a nation that, on a single day each year, celebrates not just the birth of a constitution but the very promise of complete freedom that was first proclaimed 76 years earlier. That day is January 26, and this year we mark the 77th Republic Day. Why does the calendar fix the date on January 26? It is not a random choice. The significance of the day goes back to the Lahore session of the Indian National Congress in December 1929. The session, presided over by Jawaharlal Nehru, who had just become Congress president at the age of 40, replaced the earlier demand for dominion status with a bold resolution for Purna Swaraj, complete independence. The resolution was passed at the stroke of midnight on 31st December 1929, and on the banks of the Ravi River in Lahore, Nehru hoisted the tricolour for the first time. Exactly a month later, on January 26, 1930, the Congress declared it would be observed as Purna Swaraj Divas, the first Independence Day. Across the country, people gathered publicly to take an independence pledge, affirming their commitment to total freedom from British rule, and the Indian national flag was unfurled at thousands of locations. After actual independence arrived on August 15, 1947, the date of January 26 was deliberately retained in the constitutional calendar to honour that historic pledge. When the Constituent Assembly was ready to bring the constitution into force, they chose January 26, 1950, precisely for that reason. Now let us turn to the Constitution's own journey. The Constituent Assembly was constituted under the Cabinet Mission Plan of 1946, and it first met on December 9, 1946. Dr. Rajendra Prasad served as President of the Assembly, while Dr. B.R. Ambedkar chaired the Drafting Committee, the principal architect of the document. The assembly began with 389 members, a number that fell to 299 after partition. The drafting committee itself comprised 7 members, with Dr. Ambedkar at its helm. What the constitution replaced was the Government of India Act, 1935, the principal constitutional document that had governed British India and, after 1947, continued as the interim framework until the new constitution came into force. The preamble of the constitution declares, "We, the people of India, having solemnly resolved to constitute India into a sovereign democratic republic." That opening line defines the identity of the nation. But the preamble did not remain static. During the emergency, the 42nd Amendment of 1976, enacted under Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, inserted two crucial words, socialist and secular, transforming the phrase to sovereign socialist secular democratic republic. The same amendment also added unity and integrity of the nation to the preamble, introduced the fundamental duties in Part IVA, Article 51A, initially 10 duties later expanded to 11 by the 86th Amendment in 2002, extended the parliamentary term from 5 to 6 years, a change later reversed by the 44th Amendment of 1978, and curtailed the Supreme Court's power to review constitutional amendments. Key concepts in the preamble are essential for UPSC aspirants. Remember this number: the constitution has been amended 106 times as of 2023. Reflecting a living document that adapts to changing realities while preserving its basic structure. The basic structure doctrine, articulated in the landmark Keswananda Bharti case of 1973, safeguards core values against any parliamentary amendment that might erode them. Now, let us examine how Republic Day embodies democratic accountability. The President of India, who is the head of state and supreme commander of the armed forces, reviews the grand military parade each year, symbolizing civilian control over the military. Article 53 vests executive power in the president, while Article 61 outlines the impeachment procedure by parliament for any violation of the constitution. Article 74 makes clear that the President acts on the aid and advice of the Council of Ministers, that is, the Prime Minister and the Cabinet. Article 111 gives the President the power to withhold assent to bills, though the Supreme Court, in the 2015 case of Supreme Court Advocates and Record Association v. Union of India, clarified that such a veto cannot be indefinite. Since 1950, India has invited foreign heads of state or government as Republic Day chief guests, a diplomatic tradition that signals India's strategic priorities. Notable guests have included Sukarno of Indonesia in 1950, Barack Obama in 2015, the first US president to attend, and the European Union's collective representation by Antonio Costa and Ursula von der Leyen in 2026. Turning to the achievements of our republic over 75 years, consider this: India has conducted 18 general elections without any constitutional breakdown, a remarkable feat for a country of such diversity and scale. The electorate has expanded from 17 crore voters in 1950 to more than 97 crore registered voters in the 2024 elections. Literacy has risen from about 12% in 1950 to roughly 77% today, and life expectancy has more than doubled, from 32 years to 72 years. The judiciary has remained independent, with the Supreme Court's Basic Structure Doctrine acting as a bulwark against authoritarian excess. Article 393 of the Constitution makes a subtle yet symbolic statement: this Constitution may be called the Constitution of India. It is the Constitution itself that chooses the name, confirming that India, not Bharat, is the official designation in international and constitutional contexts, even though Article 1 refers to India, that is Bharat. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Constitution was adopted on November 26, 1949, a day now observed as Constitution Day since 2015, and it came into force on January 26, 1950, which is celebrated as Republic Day. It replaced the Government of India Act, 1935. The Constituent Assembly's first meeting was on December 9, 1946, under the Cabinet Mission Plan. Dr. Rajendra Prasad became the first President of the Republic, inaugurated on January 26, 1950, while Dr. B.R. Ambedkar chaired the drafting committee. The Lahore session of the Congress in December 1929, presided over by Nehru, passed the Purna Swaraj resolution at midnight, and on January 26, 1930, the first Purna Swaraj Divas was observed. The 42nd Amendment of 1976 added socialist and secular to the preamble. The 44th Amendment of 1978 reversed several emergenciera changes. Article 53 vests executive power in the President. Article 61 deals with impeachment. Article 74 mandates the President's reliance on the Council of Ministers. Article 326 guarantees universal adult franchise. And Article 393 names the Constitution. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For the prelims, you must remember dates such as the Constituent Assembly's first meeting, December 9, 1946, the adoption of the Constitution, November 26, 1949, its commencement, January 26, 1950, the Lahore session, December 1929, the Purna Swaraj Declaration, January 26, 1930, the 42nd Amendment's insertion of socialist and secular, and the key articles on executive power, impeachment, and the Council of Ministers. For the mains, you may be asked to discuss the significance of the preamble, the Basic Structure Doctrine, civilian control of the armed forces, the democratic accountability embodied in Republic Day, and the impact of the 42nd and 44th Amendments. In GS1, the freedom movements shift from dominion status to Purna Swaraj, the Lahore session, and the constitutional timeline are vital. In GS2, you could be required to analyze constitutional values, the evolution of the preamble, and the role of amendments in shaping India's democratic fabric. In closing, the celebration of Republic Day is far more than a parade. It is a living reminder of the resolve that began on a cold January night in 1930, the painstaking work of the Constituent Assembly, and the continuous effort to uphold the sovereign, socialist, secular, democratic republic envisioned by our founders. Each Republic Day invites us to reflect on that journey and to carry forward the constitutional ideals that have guided India for over 7 decades.